God does some crazy things sometimes. At least that's how it seems to us. Take Paul the Apostle. I don't know how much you know about this guy, but he was a mongrel of a man, a senior religious leader who mercilessly persecuted Christians. He had them locked up, tortured, and killed. Not a nice person at all. Until one day, he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. So stunning was this encounter with the risen Christ that he couldn't hold it in. So he spent the rest of his life telling others about Jesus. It was a complete turnaround from persecuting Christians to proclaiming Christ, from denouncing Jesus to writing almost half the books of the New Testament. No doubt you or I wouldn't have chosen Paul to do what he did, but God did. As I said, God does some crazy things sometimes, things that we wouldn't do. This is how Paul himself put it. I am the least important of all God's people, but he gave me this gift to tell the non-Jewish people the good news about the riches of Christ. These riches are too great to understand fully. Some days we can look in the mirror and all we see is that mongrel, someone who's not worthy to tell other people about Jesus. I really relate to Paul because honestly, I hated Christians before Jesus met me on my road. And still today, I know I'm not perfect. I wish I could tell you that I was, but I'm not. I still make mistakes, although hopefully I'm making fewer of them today than I was yesterday. But as it is with Paul, it's not about who he is or who I am or who you are. It's about who Jesus is. Do you believe in him? If you do, then probably like me, you look back on your life with this overwhelming sense that you don't deserve his forgiveness, that you don't deserve his gift of eternal life. And no doubt, you look at yourself today knowing that you still get things wrong. But listen to me. This is important. Our imperfections are no excuse for us not telling others about him, about God's grace, about his free, unmerited favor through Jesus, who died for us. Tell other people about Jesus for Christ's sake. That's God's word, fresh for you today.